Hey everybody, Tim here. The cast just wants to let you know that we fully endorse the Black Lives Matter movement, as well as the ongoing protests to police brutality going on across our country. We've included some links for you to donate if you'd like, or some information for you to help educate yourself. Thank you so much.
Hey everybody, and welcome to Naruto Reviewto, a Naruto rewatch podcast. My name is Kim, and I'm joined today by Jesse.
Hi everyone, I'm Jesse. I'm excited to talk about girl fights.
Yes, and Tim.
Hey everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Always a pleasure. Always
Thanks.
A pleasure.
Thank you. Wow, our first part two. Wow, man, I watched the episodes again today just to get in the mode, and I was like, these episodes are good.
Yeah.
These episodes are good.
Yeah. I was going to, and then I didn't, because one time I waited 2 weeks, and that was a good episode, so I just figured I would go on my memories alone.
Hell yeah.
I mean, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm excited. This is going to be a fun episode, I think, because there's just so much to unpack with these girls who are most definitely not secretly in love.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I don't know how normal it is to constantly be like, aren't I beautiful? Aren't I pretty? Don't I? Or when your teacher is like, they're obviously in love, sort of like you and your bro.
Yeah, right.
Let me put it in ways that you understand.
The Kakashi call out was just like, how to make this ship canon 101.
Yes, yes. Just pouring water on all of our collective crops.
Yes.
Right. Appreciate.
I have to imagine that like IRL middle school teachers absolutely see this shit happening.
Oh, yeah.
And they like Kakashi are just like, these two are in love. These two shit date.
Yep. Cannot put them next to each other because they will fight and eventually kiss.
Yes. Oh, I would love that drama. I wouldn't want to be a teacher, but I would just love to watch other people's drama.
Teachers are our heroes, in my opinion.
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
We salute our troops, the teachers.
They really are on the front lines, though, because like I could never, ever, ever be a teacher.
Hell no.
I'm not strong enough. I'm not fast enough. Mm-mm. You know, I'm not dexterous enough.
No.
I don't have the mental fortitude because, like, kids are mean.
Oh, yeah.
My ego is already too fragile from being a kid once the first time I went through it. I could not go back and deal with children
ever
again.
Absolutely. The idea of going back to high school alone, that is haunting. I've had nightmares about going back to high school.
Oh, God.
Sometimes I do weird little mind exercises just to freak myself out. Mm-hmm. You know, normal cool thing to do.
Yeah.
And sometimes I imagine like transporting my 30-year-old brain back to middle school and the absolute hell that would be.
Oh my God. A part of me I would be really strong because I'd go in with more knowledge and I wouldn't be as scared.
Yeah.
But another part of me, I think I would just break because like what can you do? You know? Like you can't actually do anything different.
Because we don't have as many coping mechanisms. You'd be like, this is illogical. What you're doing is illogical. And it is, you just simply break down and no longer be able to function. I too would like to think that it would be good, but I do think I'd just start crying.
Yeah.
Like, guys.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
we live in a fucking society.
Yeah. It'd be so hard to make friends because you're just like, oh, you're literal children, but so am I.
Yeah, if there's some sort of fusion where you could, you know, have all of your strengths and none of your weaknesses, or maybe more accurately, all of your strengths and all of your weaknesses for to be able to survive such a situation like that, maybe it'll work. I don't know. I don't personally know.
Yeah. Crazy. Speaking of flashbacks.
Oh, my God.
Let's go ahead and get back into where we left off on episode 41, which again is Kunoichi Rumble, the rivals get serious.
Yes.
So when we left, the gals pretty much evenly matched Neji being King Insul and being like, they're Kunoichi, so the punches don't really work. They're not real. Tenten tries to put him straight. Neji not having it. He is already posting on men going their own way. So Ino is able to get the first hit in, but she turns her follow-up punch into a slap because she can't forget about how they were friends as kids.
Oh my gosh.
I mentioned on the last episode, but like the disrespect of this slap is so astronomical.
Yeah.
It's so much worse that and like everyone just stops and stares and is like, what do we do?
Right.
Is this okay?
Oh, it was like hard to watch as an audience member, even of just like, did she just slap her? Are you kidding me?
Especially because Ino sort of has the face of like, oh my god, did I really do that? Oh shit! Mm-hmm. Oh shit!
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just like how come my hand became unballed? Like when did that happen? it is some Real Housewives shit.
Yes,
just like that's the disrespect of a slap versus a punch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which I appreciate.
Mm-hmm. So, speaking of them being friends as kids, let's have a flashback to that, shall we?
Yes.
The gals had to learn the art of flower arrangement as kids so they could blend in with regular ladies when going undercover. They pick flowers together, and Sakura asks Ino for help. Ino tells her to pick a main flower and add other flowers that will complement it. Easy peasy! Girl, pay attention, Sakura.
I just kind of feel like, where are Sakura's parents? Because it just every time they set her up is just being kind of clueless.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know how long they've been in this class together, but certainly Ino's like, come on, idiot. This is what we need to do. I was like, oh, you poor little thing. Each team you're on, you're always the most embarrassing one. And
you know,
I feel that. Fire. I feel that energy. But
you're not wrong.
I wonder if it's just she's so shy and has, like, no confidence at all that she just won't, like, make a move. I've been there in the class project of I will simply stand in the corner and not participate.
Yeah,
same.
I mean, like, when you do have Hermione brain, that disease, just, like, you get paralyzed by just, like, I don't know what's the correct choice to make with all these dank flowers. What? I don't know which one will give me an A. I can't be creative. I gotta get the best one.
Oh, well, yeah, the idea of approaching a flower and like, which one's the best flower? It's like,
it's a very subjective answer.
Yeah.
All of them.
It's like, well, cosmos. But besides that, it really just depends on which is the first flower you're going for.
Yeah, just pick one.
Yeah.
It's like we're arguing with Sakura to find some place to eat. Just pick one.
Yes.
It's okay.
What is best restaurant? Well, what do you want to eat? That's not what I fucking asked. What is best restaurant?
Smelling blood, a bunch of girls interrupt this peaceful moment to dunk on Sakura. Ino saves the day by tossing poisonous flowers into the mean girl's mouth like kunai. What a queen. We love her.
Oh, that was great. Also gross. Like, can you imagine a flower stem hitting the back of your throat? That's all I can think of
itchy
when I watch that scene.
Yeah.
I do love it because it's like mixing the two arts together of like ninja stab throw.
Yeah.
On top of poison and beautiful flower arrangement. And it made me really respect Ino a lot more. I don't really know what her story is between now and whatever. My assumption is there's the breakup happened later when they found out they simply like the same boy as toddlers. But here now she seems cool. Like okay, I'm gonna go. I'm capable. I'm smart. I'm gonna go find the weird kid in class. Just needs a buddy, not weird kid in class that needs to be, you know, avoided just in cases.
Yeah, I think.
And she helps.
These episodes do so much for Ino's character building. Mm-hmm. Like you get to know her so much more. And like I think before, Ino was kind of annoying. Like, it was like, why is she here? She's not really doing anything. And now, like, it's like, oh, I like Ino a lot. Like, she's bringing a lot to the table. And, like, they're really developing her character. I really felt that these episodes made Ino shine even more than Sakura in a lot of ways. Because
you don't
get anything from Ino. And we already have, like, a lot of Sakura. So it is kind of nice that they are, like, giving it to Ino in a way of, like, we're going to build her up here.
Yeah. And think of what a fucking powerful 10-year-old you have to be to not only, one, stand up to the mean girls in your class, two, to throw them perfectly in their mouth, and three, to think of the bamboozle of just like, I said these were poisonous flowers, but only the root is.
Right, right.
Damn.
Because you know for sure those girls were like, I've heard that. No, these flowers are poisonous.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, it's just the root. These are this part is fine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, totally, expertly, flawlessly. Done, in which I think we all agree we should not go back to being middle schoolers because Eno would be there and fuck us all up.
Yes. Maybe Eno's the one who did go back in time.
Maybe she is.
That's how she can pull off these comebacks.
That's her Kekkei Genkai. Like, yes. I've lived 1,000 lives.
Yes.
Oh, no. Or she just gets all of her experience by impersonating adults all day and goes back to her child body.
Oh, I hate that. I hate that.
It's like how they say reading gives you more empathy and like more emotional intelligence. Actually taking over someone's fucking brain is that times a million.
Log off. Log off. I do. I mean, yeah, this, we mentioned it before, but this is definitely the bit where it's like, are they in love? What's happening?
Yeah.
Anytime
one is a rival with another, it's inherently sort of romantically charged. And it's such an interesting choice. I'm wondering if it's just a situation where writers broadly don't entirely know how to show friendship. What's the word I'm looking for?
Platonic. Kind of like
platonic, thank you so much, friendship in a way that goes straight to our monkey brains. Because, you know, I'm sure there's so many ships have sailed, so to speak, due to people like, I don't fucking know, just make them hit on each other.
Yeah.
You know that works. Let's do it.
Or it's a genius tactic to get people even more hooked on this series.
Yes!
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, it's, I'm sure I've mentioned this before at some point in my life, but like, so we're getting really big into BTS right now, and the whole thing is like, when you first start to get in the fandom, and I apologize for like reiterating some of these jokes or references, but like, when you first get in the fandom, it's like, okay, who is crushing on who? And then when you kind of get into the fandom a little deeper, it's like, all right, Jin and Jungkook are dating, Jimin and V are married, and RM and J-Hope are very awkward around each other because they're the two that are actually like destined to be with each other.
Oh my god.
But on top of all that, you know, they are extremely in touch with like what their fans, they say several times that, you know, they read online, they retweets, they have AMAs all the time. So on stage, they will just pretend to kiss each other
because
the entire audience loses their minds. So like, yeah, it's that whole thing of to what extent is this a phishing tactic to get teens who are, you know, seeing themselves on TV as Sakura's and Ino's hooked on it, or us adults remembering the same idea back when we were kids and like, oh, maybe this was more complicated. So yeah, I mean, it's just as, it's probably like even more coded into our brains than tournament arc. It's just like, you know, we climb down off the monkey tree after eating like psilocybin mushrooms. And then after that, we were like, hey, I like when people have crushes.
Yes. Yeah. Plus, it's just fun. It's fun to make the relationships in your brain.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Making the relationships in your brain is like half of the fun of watching anime.
Yeah. So
yeah.
If you're listening to us and you absolutely disagree, that's cool. We're just, you know, we're just rascals having a rascally time.
Right. We consume media in a different fashion. Maybe unhealthy sometimes.
Also, get out. I will put myself out there. I'm a multi-shipper. So you know what?
There you go.
If you don't like the Eno Sakura, you can join me in other areas of the shipping wars.
Yeah.
I don't really get too hard with the shipping quote-unquote wars, but I like sort of like just the vibe of characters what's the word I'm looking for? Getting closer, mm-hmm. regardless of it, whether it's knowing smiles or grasping each other's forearms warriorly love and type of shit like that. Both are equally good to me, and rarely is it a sex thing, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, this is just like, who's crushing on who? But also, a ninja team is actually just a polycule.
Yes.
That's what they're
doing.
That's
the truth, yeah.
So, after Ino's triumph of comeback, Sakura then brings down the mood and tells Ino that she's the main flower and calls herself the complimentary flower.
Oh, I guess.
They go together. Ino counters this negative self-talk by telling Sakura that she's just a little baby bud right now, but she wants to see what kind of flower she'll bloom into. Maybe one even more beautiful than a Cosmo.
Oh my gosh. We shouldn't be allowed to watch this. This is important.
It's really fucking sweet.
Yeah. It's so sweet and also, like, so packed with delicious emotions.
Yeah, yes. Even without, like, oh, they're having little tween crushes. It's, like, just so sweet that, like, someone could be so nice to someone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, believe in you.
Yeah.
Believe
it. Yeah,
not just, like,
believe it.
Yeah, believe it. Not just, like, prop you up, but, like, prop you up the way that, like, trellises prop up vines to help you grow.
Yes, yes. Ugh. It's a very good moment. It's like, this is probably my favorite flashback of Sakura and Ino, just because it is so touching. And this is probably the best one that really shows why they were friends, why they became friends, why they stayed friends for so long, and like really gives you such like a good view into their relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why it's a fucking tragedy that Sasuke didn't also get murdered, because who knows how powerful these two would be as friends.
Yeah.
Or in a dating.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the whole thing is like, oh, this rules, but it kind of makes the previous flashback worse.
Yes.
Of like, okay, this is all just ruined because they fucking both crush on boy.
Yeah. it's frustrating. The Sasuke-focused flashbacks are just so frustrating, and I'm not going to lie, like, savor this bit of flashback, because guess what? When they flashback to the flashbacks, they're going to flashback to the Sasuke one and not this one, so...
I'm glad they did it in this order, though. I'll say that. If they did this one first and then did the Sasuke one later, I'd be like, fuck off.
Yeah. That would have felt so much worse. You're totally right.
Yeah. So now when I saw the Sasuke one first, it's like, fuck off. And then now this one, it's like, oh. And then I like remember, like, oh, that's right. Fuck off.
So, speaking of yelling fuck off, back in the present, Sakura taunts Ino, telling her that Sasuke will never like her, and that she's stronger than Ino is. Get her ass. Sakura wanted to live up to Ino's encouragement, and that's why she wants Ino to get serious and fight her. She doesn't want that pity fight.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite tropes that happened. I don't know what the sort of term for it is, but basically, X person, becomes better due to Y person. I think you see it a lot as like villains sometimes, of like, oh, Batman killed my parents actually, or like broke my dad's mafia ass leg and now I'm gonna do this, or like Venom, you know, being working out in order to kick Spider-Man's ass, or like, I guess Eddie Brock freaking out because he lost his job and shit like that, and like blame it on Peter Parker. I only know the cartoon from the early 2000s canon, so if I'm wrong, I have been meaning to ask your husband, Kim, for Spider-Man recommendations, and the only reason I have it is because I think I already did, and I forgot.
Oh my god.
So.
That's fine. He could tell you again. He would be more than happy.
But, and I don't know how many times I've seen it where it's the main character talking to someone on equal stakes, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I think almost always, and I can't really think of many examples, it's just one of those things you just kind of see and you know, like, oh, that happens in a trope. Usually it's, there's some sort of rival sort of, a trainee, apprentice type shit is like a lot of times, or it's someone who is like the up and comer, like oh, you're the hot shit senior on the baseball team and I'm the junior coming in, type stuff like that. I thought it was really interesting that our main character for this instance, Sakura, is the focus of it. And I don't want to be too negative because I think a lot of this stuff is two steps forward, one step back of like, this is why it's so good and why the Sasuke thing where it's just like, oh, we don't like to think of Sasuke sucks that more. But, you know, I don't think I necessarily need to say that because we threw it out there or whatever. Because the Sasuke thing would have been poo-poo-doo-doo, even without, like, all the other stuff working and being good. It just makes me sad, you know?
Yeah.
So much about, like, this show for me, as watching it as a 33-year-old for the first time, is just being like, man, it must be tough to make media like this when there's a million people with their hands in the pot and... Yeah. Especially for kids, stuff like that, because you can totally see like what they wanted to do.
Right.
And I'm not positive if I'm not definitely not getting the main writers like a get out of jail free card here, but you know, it's that whole thing. You're just always like, this could have been something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because like before this, if we remember all the way back to one of the beginning episodes, he did a lot of seinen manga before he just did for shonen, which seinen is a lot more violent. It's a lot more. For adults, I would say. So it would be interesting to see, like, what a Naruto meant for an older audience would be like.
Yeah, I was thinking about that because of how fucking terrifying, like, the puppets and shit are and how much money it is. Because it's, you know, it's so... I'm kind of afraid of that, but I am kind of curious what it would look like.
Right.
It is so interesting that, like, Naruto is still a kid's show, and you still get, like, Shino and Kakarot and other nightmares down the line that are just, like, horrifying. And, like, they don't pull back on battles either. Like, it's bloody. It's harsh. Like, Sakura comes out of a lot of fights looking really rough.
Just Sasuke breaking that dude's arms.
Yeah.
And the noise, man. You know, like, oftentimes anime will just, like, cut away and then overdub the bone breaking with a scream of someone, which they did there, but they still definitely left the bone breaking.
It sounded like someone was snapping celery.
Ideal.
So, Naruto doesn't understand rivals or the fine line between love and hate.
No way.
This is the part where Kakashi's just like, boy.
Oh my god, this is such a good moment. It's like Naruto looking in the literal ass mirror and being like, who is that? What is that? I don't understand that.
This whole, like, quick little scene is so bafflingly hilarious for, like, 9 different reasons of, like, Naruto during Murder Festival is, like, they just called each other the B and C words. Is that fucking allowed? Can you call each other Five Head and what do they call? What does she call her pig? She call
Pig. Yeah,
it's fucking rude. That's just because she's skinny as shit. That's so funny. Naruto's being like, Kakashi, stop them. It's going too far. Sticks and stones.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I do love Naruto. That makes it so much funnier too. The idea of like Naruto just watching Kakarot's neck get snapped and then no words, nothing. Then like Sakura and Ino like saying mean words at each other. Kakashi, this must be stopped.
Right.
Meanwhile, like 10 minutes earlier when Sasuke was having his fight, he was yelling at Sasuke like, you ain't shit, bitch, your family's weak. Just like, you forget?
Your mom's shoe sucks because she's dead. I just watched a TikTok that said that, but I don't remember the words. And I messed them up. Yeah, and then this scene felt like they sat down like, this is too dark. We need some humor.
Yes.
After the puppet and the serious, like, obviously Ino and Sakura isn't dark, but like all the other stuff. It's like, we need to have something that feels like we're breaking the fourth wall. with like Kakashi being like, some people have rivals, I think, and then just stares over at Guy. and then, because before, also, this makes Kakashi being a badass earlier in owning Guy when Guy was like, oh, look at you. You're so smug. You fucking bitch. And then Kakashi was like, who? You're talking to me? I wasn't listening. Sorry. And you totally know that he was listening because of this moment right now where he's like, I'm just going to stare at Guy. Yep. and then I love Guy and I'll die for him.
Yes.
And moments like, oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say, in moments like this where Naruto just, like, does not get it, what a gift that this is our main character.
Oh, yes.
What an absolute treat.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said, I think the show, or the manga, was the further adventures of Sasuke and being grumpy at the wall. And then they needed to have some sort of, levity. Two, someone who's so goddamn stupid that they can just ask, and it's like, this is the way to tell the audience what's happening.
Yeah.
And they rely on that so much. It's so funny how they're just like, don't worry, audience. Naruto doesn't understand either. So we'll re-explain it to you.
Right.
Yeah, it's like go ahead.
It's like in sports anime when they bring in someone that's like their advisor. Like, yes. I don't play volleyball. What's happening? It's like, it's a serve. They do it.
Naruto out here like, I forgot it how the government works. Please teach me.
Now what's chakra? Oh, do I have a chakra? That the chakra thing is an unforgivable sin. Oh, but also, I am on team. Everything that is said and written is true, and the writers are not being lazy. It's just a true world that exists.
Yes.
Truly.
Yes. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Oh. So we get one more flashback to Sakura giving Ino back her ribbon, symbolic gesture, and telling her that the next time she puts her ninja headband on her actual forehead, she'll be a strong ninja who can kick her ass.
Yeah. Fellas, you ever?
You ever, after a friendship breakup, give each other stuff back?
Oh my god. In a really dramatic way where the wind is blowing and cherry blossoms are swirling around you both.
Oh, yeah. You ever make a vow with your gal pal?
Do you ever send an extremely compelling note to your gal pal to meet you in the woods and they just do it? They're like, fuck yeah, I'll go. Who knows what's... I'm always down to see my girl.
You ever live on the island of Lesbos and talk about how you want to fight, but also fuck?
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, I mean, with the Hokage being like, the way that we do murder each other is good for friendship. I'm sure all of this rivalry bullshit, it's like, it's all the same, baby. What's up?
Yeah, yeah. Third Hokage's back there, just like, yes, let them fight. Children don't need therapy. Children just need to kick each other's asses.
Yeah.
That is the ninja way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so curious to see, like, what theoretically did they want to do with this. And I think that's such an interesting question to ask of media. I think that sometimes people want to approach media as like, okay, what do I see in front of me? And approach it from the kind of, I don't want to say surface level, because that implies there's not depth, and there very much is. But, you know, like, I think the moves that they don't make, I don't want to make the jazz reference, but yeah, it's like, okay, why'd they do this instead of that type situation? Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of times it's budget. A lot of times it's like, oh, fuck, we wrote ourselves in a corner. How are we going to get over this one, gang? But, you know, I still think it's, like, broadly interesting with a show like Naruto or really anything where it's like, okay, how are we going to kind of make this fight, how are we going to escalate the fight? And instead of having them sort of escalating it by having more and more jutsus and things like that, it's like, oh, but did you know they were, here's a flashback and here's a flashback.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I've said four times, it's like they're using things that just work in our brains. And I think that's really impressive.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So now's the time has come. The vow is being fulfilled. They both put their headband protectors on properly, which I think one of the few ninjas to do that. And it's time to fight for real.
Yeah, this scene was very funny. And I was like, is this funny? What's happening? I like it.
Oh my gosh. This scene was also really interesting too, because they go from the normal like Naruto view and then they suddenly do it widescreen instead to just like amplify the drama of like, no, there's no other focus right now except for Ino and Sakura about to like clash. And that was delicious. I really liked how they did that.
Yeah, hell yeah. I think that they must have put in main Nanatsukuga A-team for this because I think both this episode and next episode, they do a really, really good job. And, you know, we talk about how they don't really give Sakura a break sometimes. And I'm very, very thankful that they, you know, showed it, put the money on the screen, so to speak, and had, like, you know, like muscle definition for both of them, good like battles, like dirt, having their hair kind of wave and like really cool flow in the next sort of little bout that they do. I thought that was like one of the better ways that they've redeemed themselves a little bit for the Sakura stuff, giving her like the respect.
Precisely. So, episode 42, the ultimate battle, cha! Sakura flexes her mastery of the basics by using clone jutsu as a bluff and super jump punching Ino, which, so smart, so wise, use the foot chakra gathering technique and use it to go smash brothers on your rival.
Yes, yes, and I love how in this moment too, even Kakashi's like, whoa, what the fuck, when did she learn that one?
Surprising your master is good.
Yes.
And, you know, Ino is the audience surrogate for another one. It's like, oh, just a basic clone. Yawn. And she, I can just, all right, let's just focus. I'll just look. This is some basic shit. It's like, oh, fuck. She's going so fast. What do I do? Just the way that Sakura sort of like blends in with her clones and does a big punch. It looks so cool. And it really, it like sold it, if that makes sense, of like, okay, this is probably what they would do and how they would like get away with it.
It made like her using the lame jutsu really, it was really well done, where like in the Sakura Blossoms episode, I don't think it was nearly as well done as it was here, where it was just like sold so well of like, she's using this in a way more strategic manner and she's not pairing it with just like another lame jutsu or self-sacrifice jutsu. She's pairing it with like, okay, I'm gonna fight this time.
Yeah, for sure.
Exactly. She's got a big forehead because she has a very large brain.
I would love if her shtick is use basic ass jutsus in smart ways.
We ain't saying shit.
Me and Kim lock eyes.
Yeah, just like... like that Always Sunny thing where Mac and Charlie see each other at the restaurant, and me and you locking eyes whenever Tim says something. So, like we said, Dad Kakashi is proud and tells Naruto that Sakura is stronger than him because she has great chakra control. And adorably, Lee is also proud of her.
Yes. That was cute. That was cute.
Cutting between everyone, just being like, super stoked for Sakura right now. It was super heartwarming to the extent that I was kind of, I'm kind of glad that like Sasuke's hurt in baby jail. So that he couldn't be like, what, really? Are you kidding me with this bullshit? This fucking sucks.
Yeah. I don't need your vibes here, Sasuke.
Yeah.
Truly, the minute Sasuke left the room, the vibes just, like, went up to normal levels again. Yeah.
And he brought Okimaru, or Orochimaru with him, so therefore, like, the vibes are through the roof now.
Yes.
It's amazing. Ino also, be like, kind of freaking out of, like, why the fuck are you being able to, like, stick with me? I thought was really cool, too.
Yeah.
It kind of... I'm trying to, like, figure out how it works of, like... All we've seen of Ino right now is that she's an idiot. When her team ran into those mean ninjas, or Rock Lee's crew, and just ran away after seduced no jutsu didn't work. She's sprinted away. So I don't know if she just thinks so little of Sakura or if she is capable to some extent.
I think it's definitely a bit of both, where she is clearly really underestimating Sakura, but I think it's because she's known her for so long, and, like, Sakura has kind of, in a way, always been under her thumb. And then she is surprised when, like, Sakura's like, I'm not under your thumb anymore, and I actually have skills now.
Yeah, Ino was not expecting her to bloom, shall we say.
Yeah, I feel like the fact that she is with Sasuke and Naruto has made her stronger.
Oh, yeah.
Even though Kakashi was like, oh, Ino's going to kick her ass. She's not careful.
It was really funny. I love the teammate banter about, like, Ino and Sakura, like, with Kakashi, and then also with, like, Ino's team, where Ino's team is like, Ino's going to wipe the floor. Like, she's got nothing to worry about. Like, they're going to be fine. She's going to come out of here all right. And even Kakashi's like, it was a good run, Sakura. You made it really far. I'm proud of you, you know, but...
You avoided quitting the exam four times now after almost voluntarily quitting. You gotta give it up, man.
Oh. So, they're still pretty evenly matched, even punching each other in the face at the exact same time.
Yes, yes.
Love it when that happens.
That was good.
The fight drags on, and everyone is starting to get bored, which is very funny, because it's just like, you're watching a ninja fight. How is that boring?
Right. And the other fun thing is, like, how long they've actually been fighting, which is only 10 minutes, but that just goes to show, like, how fast these battles are supposed to be going.
Yeah, for sure. Like, and they're still like,
D&D. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, like rounds of D&D for sure. It's like we're still throwing extremely sharp pieces of metal at each other very quickly. Mm-hmm. It's just that we're so good at it that we're knocking each other out of the air and being safe.
Right. Yeah, it's fun because like a ninja fight is kind of supposed to be like a Texas Hold'em or whatever, where it's like the two guys have the guns and they're like in a standoff and it's like whoever draws first is the winner. Like that's kind of how ninja fights are supposed to go. And so it's weird that they're so evenly matched that it just keeps going for like minutes longer.
Yeah, but none of them really do anything cool.
Right.
Whereas like everyone sort of has their thing. And I was like, are they just not going to talk about her mind control powers? What's happening? Because there was a part of my brain was like, are they just not going to mention it? And I wrote in my notes like, oh, this is a little strange. They've waited so long to bring it up.
Yeah.
But then when they do, it's like it makes sense and it rules.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's rewarding. And this is after Sakura just stayed awake all fucking night fighting you boys.
Yeah.
So just like imagine Sakura at full power.
Right.
Right. You know? Right, yeah. Both of them are quite tired, so it totally makes sense that it's not the most showy of fights. But I think the fact that they chose to do that for these two is really cool. And I guess I just want to use the word respectful again. That are it's like an honor to be the folks animated to do punch good and to animate them reaching into their pockets in like a really fast fluid way, but not like zooming in on it so you can see like the fingers and how they like flip through the shuriken and shit like that. I thought it was like it worked for us, and always looking for ways to give it up for my girl Sakura.
Yes,
hell yeah. So your girl Sakura, she takes a leaf out of that one lady sound ninja's book and dunks on Ino for having nice long hair. Ino says, fuck that, fuck you, cuts her ponytail off, and then throws her hair at Sakura. That's a fucking mood right there.
Oh my god.
This is a great moment.
3 a.m. in the bathroom.
Yes.
Oh, this is a great moment for so many delicious reasons.
You throw your hair at your rival? Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you totally did. That's like, literally what happens, though, of like, you know, losing it and like cutting her hair, having a full meltdown. And it's so good. It sold like so well that even her teammates are like, bro, what the fuck? What the fuck are you doing?
Girl ninjas are wild. I think the times that they were underwriting the female characters in the show was actually brave now, because it was all actually, I think, in order to do this moment right here.
It's so fucking good. Ino rules. Imagine taking Britney Spears circa 2007 with the shaved hair and then using it to fight your rival.
Yes!
Incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mad talent. Yeah. Mad talent.
Yeah, and just selling the, like, I'm losing my shit so hard that, like, I'm screaming at you or tired. And it's been 10 minutes. She didn't do this earlier. She waited. I don't know what her I guess her game plan initially was, I'm going to punch Sakura to sleep. Yeah. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hit her, and she's going to go to sleep, and that's good. And I'll win this way. Mm-hmm. And now she's probably been, I don't know, being like, okay, punch isn't working. Oh, fuck. Let's see what we can do now. Like, okay,
yeah.
Here's my final chance.
Yes, yeah.
Deception and emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because she knows that if she tries just basic tactics, Sakura is so smart that she'll immediately be like, ha ha ha, I see what you're doing.
Yep.
Right. But she knows that, like, Sakura will, like everyone else, be like, oh, what a crazy bitch, you're losing your mind. Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're so hysterical right now.
It's so cool because, right, Ino underestimates Sakura at the beginning of the fight. And mm-hmm. then she uses that against Sakura because at this point, Sakura is starting to underestimate Ino in the fight.
Yes!
And she uses that to her advantage. And it's so good.
Right. Because Sakura is the underdog. So the fact that she's sticking up for her, she's starting to feel like a little more hubris, a little more confidence. Like, I'm doing it. I'm a big girl. I'm going toe to toe. I am kind of curious what Sakura's plan was of winning from the get go. But you know, we don't have to deal with that because that's not how it goes down.
Yeah. Also, just thinking about it, what a specifically weird diss it is to throw your hair at.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what I would do if somebody threw their hair at me.
Oh man.
I don't know how I would react either. Of like. What? It's so good because it's like, okay, you see Sakura getting her hair cut or cutting her hair and you're like, oh, this is so powerful and she's doing this so deliberately. And then you see Ino cutting her hair and you're like, girl, what the fuck are you doing, bitch? Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah, are you doing it to try to look like your girlfriend? Are you doing it to be like, even though Sasuke likes long hair, you're going to try to take him with your short. You want to be on an equal hair playing field. It's so like out of left field and baffling that.
And like when you first see it, it's like, whoa, what is happening? But like the payoff is so good. It's like the slow burn of it is just so good.
Yeah, we were definitely ashamed for our words and deeds by the by Ino's sort of like switch here of like, you know, like, oh, women be crazy and she's cutting her hair off because that's the only value to women.
Yeah.
Wow, Naruto the show. Wow.
Girls are terrifying and Choji, Shikamaru, and Naruto are afraid of them.
That was great.
Oh my god, that was so funny.
Oh my god.
I think like as a young boy, I think every kind of schoolyard has that moment of like, oh wow, it's a completely different ball game. Oh my god.
The psychological warfare that happens. Yeah.
It's like we are very basic. We throw rock. They spent years tunneling under their mind forts.
Yes, yes, that's the perfect way to put it. Oh. Ino plans to use her mind swap jutsu to force Sakura to forfeit. Sakura says, as if, you gotta make me stand still for it to work. I'm just gonna dodge and beat the shit out of your mindless body.
Man. I did love that everyone being like, oh, Ino.
Yes.
Oh, you fool.
Yes.
You walked into a bathroom without shoes on. This is going to go poorly for you.
Oh my god. It's so good. It's so good how Ino is still selling it, like, while she's in the jutsu form of, like, I'm psycho. I'm going to try this jutsu that's not going to work. Yep. Oopsie daisy.
And then, like, you know what? I know it's hard, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah. And then, like, everyone in the audience is like, please. Don't, girl, please don't. You're gonna lose this the most like dishonorable way. Please stop what you're doing.
Yeah. And I is it this episode where they talk about specifically the limitation of Ino's jutsus? Is this the first time we realize that you have to stand still?
Yes.
I thought that was great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's not like God jutsu where you can just like zip into anybody's minds. I love that you have to be standing still.
Right.
That's why her and Shikamaru work so well together.
Exactly. Yeah. Because they like set it up as like it's only a spy jutsu. Don't do it for combat. It's extremely not safe. Oh, unless you are in a crew with a dude that can lock someone in place, which I thought was super rad. And also shows that maybe this delinquent school of ninjas are using a little bit of thought behind the scenes as opposed to like Team Feral Crew versus Team Rich Kid Asshole.
Team Ferrell, Team TikTok. Oh, love it. So Ino does it anyways, and Sakura thinks she's won. But what's this? Ino used her own scattered hair as a fucking rope to stop Sakura from moving around. It was just a fucking bluff, man. She didn't really try to cast the mind swap jutsu, you fucking fool.
Oh, so good. This is such a good fucking moment. This is like scream on your couch kind of moment.
Yes, stand up and punch the air so hard you punch your fan and then scream because you punched your fan as dust falls on you like snow. Yeah, this is one of the coolest, subtlest things. Not even maybe even that subtle, to be honest with you. It's one of the coolest things they've done on the show, hands down. The whole like selling of it of like I'm wild, I'm my emotions are out of control. I can't control them. Yes. What do I do? And like idiot. And we're like, you know, they both sort of did the selling point. It was interesting that Sakura did the selling point too, but it did kind of remind me of like faith healers, where like everyone else in the audience just saw everyone, you know, getting punched in the face and have seizures. So I bet Sakura was like, oh, fuck, can I move? Can I move?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. All right. It is time to be punched with my forehead. Let's go.
Oh, my God. Yes.
And just like we were talking about how Sakura has really good chakra control. Mm-hmm. Ino does too.
Yes.
To weave your chakra into your scattered little strands of hair. Bitch, that's genius.
Oh my God. This is such a like fucking god tier move. Like this takes Ino and it just like amplifies her way fuck up of like, oh, she's more than capable and she knows exactly what she's doing.
Yeah. It's so good.
Yeah. Yeah, and it makes like I'll talk about it later.
Hell yeah. Sakura can no longer dodge the mind swap jutsu. Mind swap. Success! And like you're saying, like the beat before anybody knows what the fuck happened is so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sakura's in a pinch. Just as Ino is about to make Sakura forfeit, Naruto's cheers awaken Sakura's inner goblin-y self. Inner Sakura is so annoyed by Naruto that she's able to mentally overpower Ino's jutsu.
Holy shit. Yeah, this is so funny. Yes. And it does get almost close enough to Sasuke saw Rock Lee do a windmill punch.
Yeah.
And now he wins. But, you know, so the thing that happens here, twofold. One, and we've kind of like mentioned it before of like Naruto being so fucking stupid that he heightens himself and heightens his crew to better heights. He's like an idiot bard, which I think is really cool.
Yeah.
And that's worked in the show the whole time. So this isn't like, you know, this is not like ruined by all means. It's more kind of like, all right. But besides that, it's like, is Sakura's inner goblin like canon? Because Sasuke, Kakashi mentioned something about it. Ino's like, who the fuck was in there?
Yeah.
And I was like, does Sakura? I thought that was just her being a little like crazy person, but does she have like the ghost of her dead grandma that she accidentally tried to Ouija board and stuff like that? I was immediately more intrigued by the whole thing, and plus, obviously, it does make sense because they're both really tired.
Yeah, so I feel you, because I personally am of the mind that Ino should have won. Like, she should have won. She was mastermind strategist here. She outmatched Sakura, in my opinion, and, like, she got her, you know? She got her. I think that Ino should have won. The shitty thing is, to get a little meta, the writers didn't want to deal with the two girls moving forward in the tournament arc. So they both had to go. So Sakura had to tie it somehow. And this is how they decided to do it.
Wait a second. I thought it was the opposite. I thought they both were going to go forward.
No. They both got knocked out.
Fuck you. Are you serious?
Yep.
I thought it was a situation. I thought. What the fuck?
I'm so sorry.
What the fuck? What do you mean?
Oh no! I'm
Kang is losing in the ninja villages now.
Well, okay. I guess I'm glad I mentioned now so that I didn't have to waste time next episode. Oh, yes. You guys like, oh, much in the same way that, because I guess Naruto is going to fight Dog Guy from what I saw in the, on the screen caps or whatever. First of all, like, are they also both going to punch and not move forward? What's happening? Does that mean, like, she can't become a chunin? What the fuck? I didn't realize. Yeah, I didn't realize she lost.
Yeah.
I'm so... Ah!
She's out. She's out. They
no, she's not. No, she's not. You two are wrong, actually. I thought it was like a technicality of like they both scored a KO, so whoop. No rule in the ninja book and saying... Oh my god, take back everything I fucking said. Jesus Christ.
I'm so sorry. I
love it so much when we capture Tim's live action reactions to the show.
Yes!
Because I mean, I'm sure the show says it explicitly, but I think in my brain it's like, oh, they have to go through it together. Yeah. No. How are they going to do it? No. How are they going to Hunger Games this one? Fuck you guys.
They do some mutually assured destruction.
Yeah.
So, I mean, don't tell me, but it's like... Okay. Here's my theory. All right. They pull a My Hero Academia. Am I right?
Uh-huh.
Something bad is going to happen. Orochimaru is going to attack. Am I right? And then all the losers from the class, am I right, are going to do some tight shit. And then they're going to be like... All right, here's your tuning diploma. I guess it's going to be some fucking end of Harry Potter-esque. We got to figure out a way for Gryffindor to win. Going to wink at the screen like, for bravery when your friends try to feed you to a troll. That's what's going to happen. Or there's going to be a filler arc where Sakura has to go to night school. And it's going to be very bad.
Yes!
Just Sakura, Craig, hand blowing ninja, like, yeah. Oh my god, this you. Okay, I guess I need to pay better attention.
Oh my god,
that's
so excited
funny.
For the future.
Yes, same. Oh my god. It's so funny because I don't feel like they do explicitly say it in the show of like, you're knocked out. They just sit next to each other and they're just kind of like, yeah, we tied. Like, we're done, kind of.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, maybe next episode they'll explicitly say it or something. But.
I don't think they do until the end of the pre-qualifiers or whatever.
So like, fucking on the diploma stage. So I'm like, no! I knocked that bitch out! Oh, wow. Okay, so I know before you said, like, oh, Tim, sometimes your predictions are spot on. I want everyone to take a nice sippy of humility. It is good to have sometimes.
Oh, man.
This was such a delicious treat.
For everybody out there who's passed the chunin exams in their Naruto journey, is this as much a delicious treat for you? I sure hope so.
I am so pissed. Yeah. I definitely floated along the idea of, I just want to record every Wednesday instead of every other Wednesday. I just wanted to get through. I want to see what happens next.
Yes.
And I'm not smart enough to like watch it and then go back. So I just know I won't. I just know.
Yeah.
I won't.
Yeah.
It's more fun to go through it together.
Yeah, it is. Yes.
It is. I have to edge.
Yes. Exactly. This whole podcast is a Sting level tantric journey.
I know. I want to see like the cool Shippuden and shit, but I guess I'll wait till 2023. But by then, we can leave our house.
Oh, yeah. Even though it does suck that they tie, even though it is a bullshit way to end the fight, I do love that Ino is fucking forced out by the strength of Sakura's petty brain.
Yes.
Like, her inner pettiness is so malevolent that it is able to expel demons.
Like, and like Naruto's so annoying that even Ino's like, what the? Shut up.
Yes.
And then they kind of like, they like grasp hands like, Naruto's annoying, right?
Yes.
I agreed with you. I let you out of mind prison for just 2 seconds. I think the whole idea of Sakura being strong enough to be able to break it outside of both of them being low stamina and yada, yada, yada.
Low
I think
chakra.
Low chakra, yeah. Is compelling and interesting, too. Just on its own. The fact that all this fucking happens for both to lose... Fucking
yeah!
Did they like come out and say like we fucking hate women? So you know, we didn't want to have. What if they had their periods during the third shooting exam? No, we didn't know how to figure that out. So
that's what Neji was saying at the beginning of the fight.
He was a stand-in for the writers. Like I don't know why we're doing this, but we're doing it.
How do they get first flower arranging?
Yeah. How are they gonna get good punch torque where their bobby's in the way?
Oh my god!
And then they put another two girls together. I fucking swear to Christ, if Tintin and Tamari hit each other with ribbon dancing fans at the end and both fall out, it's like it's gonna the Hokage is just gonna turn towards the camera and be like, I don't respect women.
Oh. Oh god.
I expected Tim to just like rip off his microphone and like walk out the door.
No. It's like the reason why I, you know, so I'll give him this, right? Doing the completely unexpected thing is slightly commendable. It's dog shit doo doo when you set up a hashtag feminism episode round two. And, you know, like, these girl bosses are just as good as, you know, these male ninja. Watch as they knock themselves out. Two women... It wouldn't be feminist to have a woman beat a woman. So, or win a climb over the corpse of... No. They simply just hold each other back the way we like it.
Women should uplift other women.
Yes.
Excuse me. We can't have either of them win.
Mm-hmm. No women in the tuning exams is actually feminism. In this essay, I will...
Oh, so you want women to be in danger? Interesting.
Yeah. You want women to get hit?
That's fucking gross. I think it's bad to punch. Oh my god.
Oh.
It's called a boy zoo, not whatever you call it for girls. The mole, maybe? I don't know. Oh, I don't know how to describe this emotion. I was tired earlier, and now I'm not.
Yes.
Oh, man, amazing.
And the people barely fucking... Naruto, the boy who doesn't exist at a four his entire life, is like, oh, dang, she's gone. Crap. Anyways, what's up? I hope I'm eating corn dogs tonight. I want to fight that person. I'm going to be Hokage. I want to fight that person. How in the fuck did Naruto not, like, kick over? How did he not, like, scream and then fall off the balcony there?
Right.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
And then Kakashi's like, well, what are you going
to
do?
Literally, he's like... That sucks. All right, on to the next one.
All right. I wonder what Guy is doing later. Oh, he's going to the bathroom. I will go with him. But I'll get there before Guy does.
Maybe I will taunt him while in the bathroom.
I will stand
far... bathroom rivalry? Sorry.
Yeah. I will stand far away from the urinal, so he has to make a choice to see my Peter.
Oh, my God.
Guy challenges him to a pee off where they both see how far away they can stand from the urinal and still
hit
it.
Yep.
That's like some fucking A1 dude shit, bro. We did that. We did that in middle school.
Damn!
Yeah, I never did it because I thought it was gross. But all the other kids did it. See how far they... Some kids could stand all the way far in the back wall.
Oh my god.
Arch it. But that was, you know, that was like, I think, preteen/tween times. So
that's impressive.
That is impressive. They didn't have the extra little hose, if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh my god.
Sorry I talked about that, but I'm just y'all so ever, mad.
Y'all ever do a long piss?
Y'all ever get so mad at Naruto and you start talking about long pisses?
Long piss.
I've entered the breath zone.
Oh, man. Sorry, I am outside of my brain right now.
No, I think watching Tim's reaction.
The other thing, too, is I watched it again today, and I kind of just, like, closed my eyes because I was tired and I wanted the energy because, you know, we watched it not that long ago. So I was like, okay, I need to kind of absorb it to refresh my memory and sort of, like, recollate, so to speak, my mind thoughts. And, yeah, nothing jumped out at me as I was just kind of listening and a little bit of watching. But fuck me, I guess. Well, I wonder if any other listeners were like, what? Really? Oh. Yeah. Or like, oh, duh, Tim, obviously. They both got knocked out. They can't go forward.
Oh, my God. If you are bamboozled like Tim, please add us at Naruto.
Yes,
yeah. Oh, man.
Damn. So even Kakashi is like, holy shit, I can't believe she pulled that off.
Yeah.
Both gals barely have any chakra left. They go in for the final blow. Double KO so strong it knocks both their headbands off. But hey, at least maybe they can be friends again? Maybe? Asuma and then Kakashi leave them to sleep off their concussions, which I thought was funny. Like, Naruto's just like,
sleep.
Yeah, yeah! Naruto's just like, holy shit, is she dead? And Kakashi's like, shh, don't wake baby. She has a traumatic brain injury.
That classic thing we all know and love about concussions, sleeping.
Yeah! It's also so funny to me that, like, they have the longest fight, 10 minutes of just, like, beating the shit out of each other. And Kakashi's like, medical corps, no, we do not need that here.
Yeah, yeah.
No one was bit. so we're fine, actually. Their brain is oatmeal.
Orochimaru didn't inject his Jokerification juice into either of them, so it's cool.
Wow, man. I'm gonna have to watch the end of the episode again.
Yeah, yeah.
I went down to, when I was watching it today, my Hulu was like, hey, do you want to watch two episodes from now? And you watched the next episode. I was like, no, I fucking did not, Hulu. What are you doing?
Okay.
That's why I keep skipping episodes, is because Hulu's like, hey, you watched this one already. And I'm like,
that's
no, I didn't.
Interesting, because I thought that it was like someone else on the account watching my Naruto episodes. I was like, why would you start Naruto like episode 26? Like, what is wrong with you?
Why are you watching every fourth episode of Naruto? Just kick the door down. Nick, stop it. Just screaming. I was like, what did I do? You know, you fucking did.
Yeah. You're ruining my algorithm.
So, next fight, Tenten versus Temari. More Kunoichi versus Kunoichi. After they finally regain consciousness, Sakura and Ino sort of kind of make up, and Ino tells her that she's bloomed into a beautiful flower.
This was cute. This was
it's
cute.
Ash on my tongue. I don't even remember what I thought before. It was ash to me. I maybe liked it.
Oh.
I don't remember.
I love how this episode is now just so tainted by Tim.
We just ruined Tim's entire day.
Yeah, I love this episode. It's going to edit me when I, in the beginning of this, like, yeah, no, these episodes sucked. So it's like, oh, I fucking loved these episodes. Much to think about.
Oh, gosh. It's funny because, like, me and Kim probably still really like the episode because we were doing with the expectation, knowing they're fucking lose.
Everything else I still said is true, but if I knew this going in, I'd probably throw in a few. This is bullshit. It's much in the way that they're no longer friends, like Sasuke. God damn it! Oh, I'm so glad you didn't accidentally say, because you know that we sometimes like kind of talk broadly about the whole episode at the beginning.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I'm so glad you didn't accidentally drop a. Oh, but they both lost. Like, what? Santa's not real? Fuck you! What do you mean Santa's not real? Oh.
Oh my god!
What a reverse treat this was.
Yes.
Oh,
sorry, Tim.
Good to know now. Good to know now.
Yeah, I'm seriously.
Very confused.
You'd be looking at like the brackets and being like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Yeah, you
Did
guys have to have your
pass?
Coming into have... like Naruto Obito chapter fucking 20 or whatever. So I noticed Ino and Sakura like weren't on the board. I'm confused. I miss something.
Do girls just go to their own Chunin exam or something? Yeah, you guys have to have your own side like G-chat. Like, all right, we can't tell him or else he's fragile boy brain will be shook too much unto death.
I sent the invitation, Jesse.
Yes.
There's this movie, I forget what it's called. It's a German movie where it's basically the bad guy from Captain America Civil War. He lives in West Germany and his mommy goes into a coma. And then once the wall falls down in between Western and Eastern Germany, she's still in a coma. And then like maybe a year or so comes by, goes by, and then she wakes up. And they're like, "Here's the thing: your mom was a strict party line girl, and she has a pretty rough mental state right now. So you're gonna need to do your best to not give her any brain shocks."
Oh,
and
fuck.
So the guy has to try to keep her in the secret zone about whether or not the Berlin Wall collapsed. And it's a fun little, it's a good movie. I forget what it's called, but it's really good. Because it's that classic, like, how do I make sure my mommy... he has to keep going like the landfill and like buying and like finding like all the old money, and then he goes and records over like fake news broadcasts and all that stuff. It's cool.
That's wild. Wow. Holy shit.
And it's essentially a comedy too. Just, and it's also interesting to see like how each side lived and then how they keep going back and forth to like get like I think to buy like porno tapes and things like that. And stuff like that. It's interesting.
Hell yeah. Yeah, that's us with you. We're going to record secret episodes of Naruto where it's they like, actually do go on to the Chunin exam.
It's like extreme, it looks like extreme Sonic animation of like Sakura.
Yeah!
Like, even though both of you are talented artists. Like, this is weird. This is reverse Sakuga. I love it.
This is reverse Sakuga.
You can totally tell that the different animation style reflects the chaos within their hearts. So I think I'm very smart for noticing that. Don't you agree, friends?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Tim. Yeah.
Oh, totally.
Way to pick it up.
I don't really understand why Sailor Moon was there, but you know.
Love a crossover.
Yeah. But unfortunately, I am extremely excited for Sakura's night class arc.
Yes.
But you know what this does do, though? It does increase the tension for the rest of the fights, because now I know anyone can lose. So you know what?
Yep.
There we go. A little bit of silver lining.
Yep, exactly.
We did it.
Well,
yeah.
I was worried this episode wasn't going to be long enough.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, you know, we didn't have any puppet content.
Oh, man. Why can't every content be puppet content?
I think eventually for the lie show you made, eventually it would be puppets. Like, I don't get it.
Sakura turns into a puppet.
Naruto babies.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm super excited to see what happens next. Fuck it.
I really, really love the next episode a lot. Everything starts to happen very quickly.
Yes.
So hold on. And it gets wild. I know. The Chunin exam arc is just so good. It's hard to stop watching. Like you said, like I just want to like get through it all and watch it all and binge it all because it's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just going to keep accelerating past this. Like, this is just the mildest of little good moments.
Yep.
We're about to get a whole lot more.
Yep.
I'm excited. I still have no idea what test 3 is, and I am excited to keep it that way.
Hell yeah. Yes.
It's actually exactly like how our charity game went. Like, they do have to beat Naruto for some reason in a ramen eating contest.
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Okay. I like it. I like it. Bring their friend back from the dead in order to eat a ramen.
Yeah. Yes! about does it for this episode.
Yeah. I agree.
Where can we find the show? Where can we find all of us?
Awesome. So you guys can email the show at narutoreviewto@gmail.com. Let us know how you felt about the Sakura Hino
fight. Yes.
You can also tweet at us at narutoreviewto on Twitter and on Instagram. That's where we post our weekly screen cap recaps with every episode release. So if you're not watching the show, you can still get an idea of what's happening in the show and what we're talking about. Yeah, and then you can find me on Twitter at Jusifers, that's JUSIFERS. I'm on Twitter and Instagram, and yeah, I just post memes and sometimes draw.
You can find me on Twitter at Tim Lanning. We do all sorts of fun tabletop role-playing game goodness there, whether it's the main show I'm on, Greetings Adventurers, which is a 5e podcast that's been going since 2012. It's very good. Please check that out. Or the stream I do with some other friends, including Kim, where I play through the published adventures Descent into Avernus. Also, I do an internet advice podcast with my other friends called Dear Internet, and it is very funny and good, and you should listen to it.
Hell yeah. You can find me on Twitter at Kim Catties. That's at KYMCATTYS. You can also listen to me on Transformation Sequence, which is the Geekly Inc. anime podcast. We're coming back with a new format. Same great taste, but new and improved. You can also listen to me on Love to Hate, which is a show where me and my buddies talk about things we love, things we hate. You can also listen to me on Wintercrest Podcast. It is a Monster Hearts role-playing game podcast. It's a lot of fun. We have a good time.
Hell yeah.
It's just in general. All right, well, live, laugh, believe it.
Live, laugh, believe it.
When you only heard one, believe it. That's when I was carrying you, my son, on the beach.
Sasuke. And yet...